Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you along. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here. And spring is sprung. Is this great or what, huh?
Bring it.
Gosh, it feels good. Just fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know.
I don't know. I guess it's such a long winter. So much snow. So much.
Where the stars and
You know, same old stuff.
And the eagle fly.
Road closures and all the things that come with it. Kind of nice to have. Melting snow and sun shining, and you don't need a cap along, and it's kind of nice. It is kind of nice. Joe and Hunter Biden are leaving for Belfast, Ireland right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. I wonder what's that costing us.
Oh. He's going over to talk to the reporters right now. It's happening.
Oh, how exciting.
I can't believe it. Might it have something to do with the fact that yesterday we're asking in the press briefing why he wouldn't... answer questions. And, Kev, I have to say, keep an eye on Fox there because I think they'll bring this. Sometimes they do a pool reporting and they got to turn it around, so I don't know exactly when we'll have the answer to his question. But he didn't stay long. But I have been looking for some sort of a legacy that we could assign to the Biden administration, and we finally have one.
Failure?
Are you ready for this?
This is
something that will be...
Incompetence and failure. There's your legacy.
They might put this on his tombstone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen.
So I'll say this. It is also unprecedented that a president takes as many shouted questions as this president has. And he has.
No.
Okay.
I
love this. Guess who's groaning in the background? Listen to them groan. This is the White House press corps.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. It is also unprecedented that a president takes as many shouted questions as this president has. And he has.
No.
Okay.
No.
Wait a minute.
We're not even buying that BS.
She even had to laugh.
Get out the shovel. I wear my high muck boots. I wore my hip waders today. And I might have to wear my full-on waders if I was anywhere near that room.
Okay, who says that?
I know, right? And thinks it's legitimate.
With a straight face.
Right, and thinks that that's, hey, if I say it, they truly believe, man.
It's unprecedented.
That if they say something, that they just think that if they say it, people are going to believe it. It doesn't matter if it's a lie. No matter if it's just not even close to true. Just say it. Just say it, and they'll write it. They'll write it down. Oh, White House press secretary today commented that the president has taken more shout-out questions than anybody else.
Unprecedented.
Come on.
Unprecedented. How many...
It's historic, really.
...shouted questions did he take?
Historic.
Yeah, exactly. Man alive. We'll keep an eye on Fox so you can hear this, but my feed showed him taking one step to the steps to Air Force One on his way to Belfast, and then... shouted questions ensued, and he went over there for a question or two. I think they're all still busy in the press corps trying to decipher what he said and did at the Easter egg roll over there at the White House. Aren't they, Kev? I mean...
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
I feel bad for the translator. Transcriber.
You know, I feel bad for Al Roker. Al Roker's like, hey, man, come on, hook a brother up, man. Actually, he did basically announce at that little gathering that he was gonna run when he was on with Al. Hold on. We got that. Here we go.
It's getting bigger and bigger. Grandkids, kids. We had Easter egg roll. And no, we did not roll. It's egg hunt. I got up at 7 o'clock in the morning, go out and hide. Total, I guess, that we had 38 eggs.
Yes.
And some of them have little plastic ones. They put little squares in the eggs.
What?
It's a great story.
Little what in the eggs?
Yeah, a little plastic thing on the eggs. But then he got to the hey, are you gonna be running? And
maybe five,
maybe
six. So what the hell?
Are you saying that you would be taking part in our upcoming election in 2024?
Well, I'll either be rolling an egg or being the guy who's pushing them out.
Come on, help a brother out. Make some news for me.
I plan on running now, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
It's a piece we played yesterday.
I'm going to be the rolling guy, but I'm pushing them out. What are you, laying eggs, pushing out eggs there, Joe?
Yeah, exactly right. Coming up on the show today, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, and your calls for him are welcome. Ask him anything. When a U.S. senator is here to literally respond to anything it is you want to bring up, any topic, any question, something you're hoping will happen, something you're not happy happened, whatever it might be. Call Senator Cramer. You can call him right now if you'd like. Leave your question in the way of a recorded comment. We use those, 855-200-1776. If you're like, I don't know where I'm going to be and I want to ask a question, whatever, that's the safest way to do it, 855-200-1776. You can also join us next hour live, 701-271-1100. That's our number, 271-1100. And or text, but I can't guarantee we'll get to the text. Calls we get to, texts are, if we have the time, 701-237-1590. The 80-mile-an-hour speed limit in North Dakota may not be dead. How about that? Might be... resurrected here in the legislature. Jack Dura's story in the Bismarck Tribune. North Dakota School District's health curriculum. What the heck is this? It's not, is it 80 mile an hour and down in the story? What the heck? Here it is. I'll try again. North Dakota lawmakers have revived an effort to increase the state's interstate highway speed limit from 75 to 80. Governor Burgum last month rejected such a proposal. House Bill 1475, a veto that the State House of Representatives sustained. But now, after Burgum signed a bill for primary enforcement of seatbelt use, supporters of an 80-mile-an-hour speed limit might have a better chance of getting the governor on board. So the House, Monday, voted 66-24 to pass an amended version on a speeding fine bill that contains the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. Things are never done until they're out of there in the session. Ben Koppelman, Republican from West Fargo, told the House the bill wouldn't undermine the seatbelt law Burgum signed, but in fact builds on top of that. Okay. Might be back. It likely will go back to the governor. So if you want him to sign it, better let him know. 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. That's been kind of a big talk about this session where a lot of folks wanted it, so I wanted you to know it's not dead yet, and it could be coming up. So, might be back, and we'll be watching that. They've not voted in the Senate on the approval voting issue. The approval voting veto happened, as you know, in the House, and they've overridden Governor Burgum's veto of the law that would say, no, you can't have approval or rank voting in North Dakota. So the House overrode that comfortably, and now it's up to the Senate, too, as well. So we'll see what happens there. Tom in West Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, just one quick thing. So while we all enjoy these warm temps, we have to keep in mind, we have to remember that when it doesn't freeze at night, we need a little prayer for the people that live in the rural areas. These temps that stay up at night turn the gravel roads to jelly because they don't get a chance to refreeze. Also, these really warm temps, the maple syrup season looks like it's going to end before it even starts. So they need temps. You know, we need temps in the 40s. I come from an area that does a lot of this.
And, you bet. Yep.
And temps in the 40s and below freezing at night. And this kind of stuff, 50s and 30s above, well, yeah. So I just thought I'd bring that out, some prayers for the people that are trying to make another a supplemental living out there in the maple syrup area.
Yep, they're sapping. And you got to have the contraction and expansion of the maple trees to get the sap to flow. I didn't realize all the science goes into it, but there's a lot.
Interesting. Tom, thanks for that. Always enjoy a call for a prayer or two when necessary. Thanks for the reminder.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a hot spring spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Days away from setting up shop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 for their big summer vibes in Pool School 23. That's right, April 20th. Mark that on your calendar because it's a super sale on hot tubs and saunas with special 15-year financing at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You can save 25% on your pool and spa chemicals, live entertainment, refreshments, grilling on the big green egg. You can learn how to sauna like a true Finlander. There's a wellness presentation and seminar, And as always, Pool and Hot Tub Care 101, Pool School Made Easy. So they're going to do a super shuffleboard tournament where your team could win a fantastic prize valued at $500 and a lot more. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Mark it down April 20th. Hot Spring Spas, West Fargo, right next to Spitfire, off 13th, as well as Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall and Bismarck on the expressway. We've not had a chance to talk about this, but we've learned that the FBI was looking to develop sources in Catholic churches to combat domestic terrorism, according to documents. Wrap your mind around that, Kev. The FBI recently sought to develop sources inside Christian and Catholic churches as part of an effort to combat domestic tourism. The internal documents obtained last month by the House Judiciary Committee, Chairman Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson, also members of the so-called weaponization subcommittee. So-called. If this isn't weaponization of the government against people, I don't know what is. The FBI plan to use churches as new avenues for tripwire and source development. Federal law enforcement agency also aims specifically to target mainline Catholic parishes as part of its efforts. This is outrageous.
Unbelievable.
Think about this.
Oh, because that's the biggest thing we need to worry about. That's where the threats are. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of threats coming out of a Catholic church.
Yeah.
I've seen people at a Catholic church do, wait for it, a rosary.
Radicals!
They have confession there. According to Jordan, the FBI expressed interest in leveraging existing sources and or initiating Type 5 assessments to develop new sources with the placement and access. In another example, the agency cited a desire to sensitize religious congregations to the warning signs of radicalization and enlist their assistance to serve as suspicious activity tripwires. You think of all the places that they could go to have a handle on
evil.
Yeah. And
I'm with you.
People planning horrible things.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be a church? Jim Jordan has written a letter to the FBI director, Christopher Wray, just wrote it yesterday, saying, based on the limited information produced by the FBI to the committee, we now know the FBI relied on at least one undercover agent to produce its analysis, and that the FBI proposed that its agents engage in outreach to Catholic parishes to develop sources among the clergy and church leadership to inform on Americans practicing their faith.
It's a real communist vibe going there, isn't there? Wow. Your tax dollars at work, my friend.
Jordan went on to say, this information is outrageous and only reinforces the committee's need for all FBI material responsive to our request. The documents produced to date show how the FBI sought to enlist Catholic houses of worship as potential sources to monitor and report on their parishioners. Americans attend church to worship and congregate for their spiritual and personal betterment. They must be free to exercise their fundamental First Amendment rights, without worrying that the FBI may have planted so-called tripwire sources or other informants in their houses of worship. Evidently, Jordan asked for this information from the FBI February 16th, after former FBI agent and whistleblower Kyle Serafin published an internal document originating from the FBI's Richmond field office that appeared to outline a plan to mitigate the threat of radical traditionalist Catholics. Radical traditionalist Catholics What is a radical Catholic? Someone who goes to daily Mass once in a while in addition to Sunday Mass?
This is all about the abortion thing, man. This is all about reproductive health care and the evil Catholics that don't want to, all of it.
You know what Catholics do about the abortion issue? They pray about it.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pray about it.
They might protest a Planned Parenthood clinic, but what, we can't do that? We can't have any of that?
So the reason this is public now is because Jordan's like, come on, I've been asking for this since February. You're not coughing it up. And now they have come out to say maybe a little public pressure will help get this information. They're sitting here in April, and they've been waiting for this in February, and they got nothing from the FBI. You can't do that. It's congressional oversight for a reason. Man alive. Now, Fox News asked the FBI, like, okay, what's going on here? Why haven't you done this yet? Evidently, the FBI pointed Fox News to some comments that Director Wray made during congressional testimony, in which he said he was aghast when he saw reports about the FBI targeting Catholics. Aghast? Well, it's your agency. We took steps to immediately withdraw and remove it from the FBI systems. It does not reflect FBI standards. We do not conduct investigations based on religious affiliation or practices. Full stop. We have also now ordered our inspection division to take a look at how this happened and try to figure out how we can make sure something like this doesn't happen again. Boy, that gives you a lot of comfort, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The head of the FBI says,
yeah.
Oh, I'm aghast. Let me clutch my pearls here for you here. I can't believe this happened. Means they got caught. Kevin in Fergus Falls wants to talk about this topic. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, sorry to bother you, but I was just thinking about, you know, I mean, I agree with you guys on what's going on there, but have you heard radicals from churches? Have you ever heard Al Sharpton? And how about that lady up in Fargo? That's violent rhetoric from the pulpit. I just had to throw that in.
Yeah, I don't believe they were in Catholic churches, so they're looking in the wrong church, if that in fact is an issue.
Well, yeah,
you know?
But I mean, it does happen. No, I'm with you guys. So there's radicalism coming from pulpits all over the country.
Yeah, target that. Not parishioners that are doing nothing other than praying in pews. Kind of crazy. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Senator Kevin Cramer coming up at the top of next hour. What questions do you have for him? Phone him in on What's On Your Mind today, 701-271-1100. More outrageous news when we come back.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Another victim died overnight from a disgruntled employee returning to a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning and shooting it up. CEO of the bank says there are no words.
Jim Ryan is the CEO of Old National Bank, where five people were killed in a mass shooting Monday. He says there are no words to adequately describe the sadness. Ryan issued a statement Monday night asking for prayers for those affected, including the more than half a dozen injured when a 25-year-old employee of the bank opened fire. Ryan said the bank's leadership team is in Louisville and will continue to provide support in the days ahead. I'm Skip Kelly.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is convinced the global economy is in better shape than some economists suggest. and is confident the world's finance ministers have the tools to fend off a steep decline. We'll find out more today from Yellen at a news conference kicking off the annual spring meeting of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
PetroServe USA, some great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience specials waiting for you today include hot beef sandwich or a chicken pot pie. That's in Valley City off exit 292 I-94. Meatloaf today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. They also have taco hot dish. Scallop potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29. Pulled pork in Glendon, the meatball sub on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. It's 27 before the top of the hour. Our telephone number is 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100 to call us. Text us at 701-237-1590. Chat with the doc coming up before the end of the hour. Talk a little bit about acid reflux and some treatment options that are out there. What'd you call it, Kevin? The GERD?
The GERD.
That's the acronym for acid reflux. Anyway, we just have a doc here that might be able to help. Short conversation, see what you think. And next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer in the talk radio town hall. So we look for that as well. Jesse Waters last night on Fox. I don't know if you saw this, but he did a great expose on the fact that the Biden administration is paying TikTok stars to say nice things about him. Have you heard, Kev?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played it earlier on the local show.
The youth vote is...
Yep.
Do you have Jesse there?
You can bring him up, absolutely.
He did a really good job laying this out on how it's happening here. I mean... There's no question the youth vote's important, right? And if you're Joe Biden, how do you attract the youth vote? Kind of tough. So some genius somewhere in the Biden world came up with this idea that we'll pay social media influencers to say nice things about us. Listen to this.
Yeah, here's Jesse's breakdown on it right here.
Sexy. He can't just persuade voters by saying, come on, man. I mean, that's all he's got. He knows he has to pivot, and now he's putting together an army of influencers to make him cool. You ready? The White House is assembling an army of Dylans.
This is a day in my life as a White House intern.
We did a joke. Hey, everyone.
Hi, White House. This is Cooper. I don't think so.
I had the opportunity to ask the White House why gas down the street is $7. Now, with Putin starting this horrific fight between Ukraine and Russia, nobody wants to work with him and do an international trade.
Day 222 of being a girl, I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to the White House to speak to the President of the United States! God bless America. Oh, say, can you? Okay, love ya.
Oh, there's a Dylan right there at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing her way, I guess, to the White House.
And then one girl got in a little swipe at Putin. He's the reason the prices are up there.
Yep.
Doing a nice job with the script.
I like the tagline underneath this. The influencers are running the asylum now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wants to build a TikTok army to take his message straight to the Gen Z voters ahead of the 2024 election.
It's kind of brilliant, though. I mean, I can, you know. But, again, you've got to pay these people. You've got to incentivize them. You've got to do what the Candace Owens of the world, the Brandon Tatums, all the people that have millions of followers that are delivering a completely real, common-sense message, you know, aren't paid attention to this administration in any way. What about those influencers?
Well, I'm just wondering if I follow, what's her name? Dylan?
Dylan Mulvaney, yes.
Or any one of these influencers. There's Henry Sisson is another one.
Yep.
I've heard of none of these people. None of them.
No.
Vivian Tu, rising star, Heather Cox Richardson. These are a bunch of these people that evidently have big followings. If I'm one of their followers, wouldn't I smell this a mile away?
You'd think.
You know, it'd be like somebody paying me to say nice things about Joe Biden. You'd kind of go, what? What?
Uh-huh.
What's going on here?
Yeah, you'd think.
Is this authentic?
I
wouldn't do it, first of all, but some of these people are, you know, like, hey, what?
They can ask that, but that never gets answered. We've all asked, is this real? I mean, is this, who's saying this? Who, I mean, is he doing this? Is it? But you can ask it, but they'll never answer it. You know, I mean, that's never, that's why he doesn't do any pressers. That's why KJP, you know, whips up those nice salads every day. There's no answers in there. There's just a lot of words and a lot of movement, like gerbils on a wheel. But nothing ever really getting answered.
Well, the TikTok influencers push you dust off when you'd,
here we go.
Like to be reelected and have people think you're cool, I guess. I don't know. Seems a little bizarre to me. Let's see some of your texts here. I have not had a chance to get to those. Let's do it. Back to the FBI surveilling churches. This is not only about the abortion issue, but they're monitoring the pulpits of America for preaching against LGBTQ.
Oh, yeah.
Which is definitely making a strong assertion in our culture today. You're going to bring hate crimes against pastors for having beliefs?
Yeah.
Now?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. That's how it goes, huh? Another, that's an age-old FBI tactic. They did it in the 60s for various counterculture groups on college campuses to the Black Panthers through Moss after 9/11. J. Edgar would be proud. Yeah, you know, college campuses looking for Black Panthers to me strikes me as one thing. Catholic churches are quite different. At least.
Not in some of their minds.
At least they've been caught now. So they can't say, and you got an FBI director saying, oh, I'm aghast at this. This is horrible. So they can't. I have no doubt that this is a case of just push the envelope here a little bit and we'll see if we get any pushback on it and then we'll stop. Awful. Listener says, if the speed limit is increased in the state of North Dakota, look for insurance premiums to increase as well. Likely outcomes of the increased average speed include higher death rates for mile driven, increase in the number of severity of crashes, general lessening of highway safety for driving the public. Insurance companies are surely paying attention. You know, to that I would say, is that a problem in South Dakota? Is that a problem in Montana? Because they're doing the very same things. And again, it's not everywhere. It's on four-lane highways. I think South Dakota and Montana fared okay. They've been a bit of a guinea pig for us. We're fine. Listener says, if North Dakota is represented by conservative leaders who admit that there is massive misinformation about the COVID vaccine, then why are people who work for the state still required to give a medical exemption so they won't have to risk a heart attack by being forced to still take this fake vaccine? Okay, let me unpack this a little bit. First of all, The Department of Health, also known as the COVID SWAT team, I guess, in my mind, doesn't report to anybody. You know, the health apparatus, as we found out during COVID, they are their own independent deal, which I don't agree with at all. But they're not worried about being led by conservatives. Okay? So let's dismiss that one. Why are people who work for the state still required to give a medical exemption so they won't have to risk a heart attack by being forced to still take this fake vaccine? I see what you're saying. You're saying that in order to not have the vaccine, you got to have somebody say there's a medical reason for you not to have the vaccine. It's a good question. It's a good question, Kev. I think we better dig into that a little bit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Find you an answer. I don't know. By the way, COVID's over. Yesterday, Joe Biden quietly, without much fanfare, signed the actual paperwork that came over from the House and the Senate and said the COVID pandemic is over. It's been over for a long time, but there are people that have wanted to milk it for other reasons, and medical exemption may be one of them. I don't know. But you shouldn't need a medical exemption now that the pandemic is over, according to the White House itself. We'll ask the Department of Health about that one. See if they want to hop on the program. They're not really generally very quick to want to do that, but we'll ask. So on one hand, the FMCAS is looking at mandating a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit for all commercial trucks nationwide, and we're talking about raising car speeds to 80, which means 85 to 90. What could go wrong? Again, I point you to South Dakota and Montana, but I know we've had truckers call about that before on the program, that there's talk of going to 65.
I'm trying to find out, because in Minnesota, you know, Biden signed this thing that the national emergency thing is over, but Tim Walz declared the peacetime emergency effective July of 21, and at this time it's unknown if he will extend it beyond, it was through 21, and he extended it. But I'm still trying to find out if it's still in place in Minnesota. Can he do that? Keep it in place if the president signed it out?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm trying to find out.
Yeah,
I mean, it would seem to me that you've lost your ability to tie that to the same thing. I mean, I want to ask the Department of Health that question, because it's official now. It doesn't exist. So it's a very good question. Next text. This is okay. This is a question for Senator Cramer. Do you like this one? While our inept president is obsessed with spending billions of dollars on climate change and DEI programs, China is preparing for war. Our country doesn't seem to be too concerned or prepared for what's coming. What is Congress doing? It's a good question, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Solid question. We'll ask that. Here's another one for Senator Cramer, asking about Mitch McConnell. Okay, we'll stack these. Here's what you need to do. Call us, 701-271-1100. Or text us, 701-237-1590, with your questions for Senator Kevin Cramer, who joins us in about 20 minutes from right now. We're going to chat with the doc when we come back. Struggling with acid reflux, you might want to lean into the radio just a little bit and hear a little bit about the possibilities. We'll do that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. With Kevin Flynn, I'm Scott Hennen. Beautiful spring day we have on our hands. Enjoy it. More after this. Bad news is everywhere, but there is something you can do about it. Buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. We need to stick together, now more than ever. And there's one company that's been willing to stand with you since 2012. That's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. The folks, they use the same towers as all the major carriers, so they can bring you broad nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget of Patriot Mobile, too, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes everything super easy. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, our veteran and first responder heroes, too. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. And you get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY right now. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
Your wellness is within reach with the Saltwater Hot Tub Sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Street lights along the highway, throwing shadows in the dark. And the memories keep on turning to the rhythm of a broken heart. You only need a room for the training. You only need a fire that's cold.
11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. How are you? Loving this spring. Has sprung kind of day. Sun shining, melting snow. Ooh, wonderful. I envy those places that don't have to melt all this snow. And there are a few within the sound of our voice. So, lucky you. Looking at I-29 right now. There's a big Marvin trucks, Marvin windows and doors, yellow truck headed southbound. And along the roadways, snow's already melted. Stuff in the little ways in the ditches there. You got some snow here and there, but Piles are going to take a while, Kev. Piles in parking lots, piles in vacant lots. Like Mount Fargo, you know what they call Mount Fargo, where they took all the snow from the city? Yeah.
And when, you know what, we were talking about the climate nonsense. Instead, let me just, 2 cents on this. When you watch what's happening in the next 3 weeks, watch the sun shining down when it gets on the snow. Watch what it happens. Imagine that over, say, 100,000 years. Okay, expand that to 100,000 years, and that's what we've got going on right now. Yeah, the climate is changing. Of course it's changing. When in the history of the planet hasn't it changed? It's constantly changing. And what you're seeing is the slow, kind of a micro version of global warming. No, and unless you can turn the sun down on all this nonsense about climate change, if you can make the sun stop doing what it does, which you're watching it right now, we're not going to stop anything. The ice caps are going to melt. The ocean levels are going to rise. Mankind will either adapt or die. But that's going to happen whether we drive an EV or not.
Yeah, my very well said, Kev. My description is it's sort of arrogant to think you can change it. You know?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing of all. It's somehow you can charge me more taxes and somehow turn the sun down.
And by the way?
It's ridiculous.
Even if you had a hocus-pocus way to do that?
Yeah.
In some you know, a helpful way? You're just doing it for one country.
Right.
In one part of the globe, you know. So you can't it's what it is a cottage industry for a few people to make a lot of money.
Exactly what it is. A
lot of money.
And to think that you can somehow affect the change of that over the next 10,000 years, come on. Drive the big truck.
It's beyond prideful. It's wicked arrogance. Yep. Is what it is. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They do climate change. They just do it for, you know, inside.
Right, they do. You bet.
Yeah. They can take care of your climate change right in your building. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. Bismarck is where they started over 100 years ago, 1908. But across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, they're here for you. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. They're the indoor air quality experts, too. And can take what they've done for hospitals and schools and big, giant government facilities and do it for your business, do it for your home. HATandSons.com. Daniel, no call yet from the doc?
Hey, I'll just tell you one more quick deal about this climbing deal. It was a couple of weeks ago. Young friend of a friend, daughter of a good friend of ours, talking a bit about the climate thing. And she's very militant, very, very, very Greta, loves Greta, very, you know,
right,
you know, can't wait to get her first Tesla. Then we got into a little comment. I said, so when was the last time the Earth was in an ice age? She looked at me like, well, I don't know, but I do know that the ice is melting. I said, well,
Greta said.
I said, well, yeah, how many times would you best guess that the Earth has gone through a glacial event, in other words, an ice age? How many ice ages would you think the planet has had in the billions of years it's been in space? She looked at me like, how dare I ask her any kind of real question? And, well, I don't know. Okay, I don't know exactly. I was like, well, it's either six or seven that we know of. That while mankind was nowhere to be seen in past millennia, the sun is... Planet's been frozen, sun melted it. It froze again, sun melted it. Froze again, sun melted it. We're in like the sixth one. And somehow mankind in its infinitesimal time here is going to solve all that? Come on.
Get Greta on the phone.
Yeah. I mean, she looked at me like, why don't you do a little more reading and get back to me? Okay? Been looking at Earth Days and celebrating and doing this for a lot of years, kid. So, they're not going to sell me too quick on it.
Get Greta on the phone. Help her answer the questions.
Of course, she was right there with the...
How dare you!
Yeah, she gave me that look.
She gave you the Greta look?
Oh, she gave me the look. Like, hon, you gotta dig deeper on this stuff. You can't just listen. Put the Kool-Aid down. Okay? Seriously, put it down. Do a little more reading. Get a little more grasp on the big picture of things and how the planet works. And then we can have a talk.
We will reschedule the conversation with the doc, Dr. Stephen Van Wylen from McKinsey Health in Watford City on the acid reflux thing. Apologize for that.
Probably got a call.
Might have.
Dealing with some GERD.
Might have. Yeah, exactly right. So unable to reach him. Senator Kevin Cramer, however, will be here in 10 minutes. So get your questions in. Tell you what, I'd love to just start with the calls right away. So a lot of times they trickle in later in the hour and we run out of time. So get them in right away. 701-271-1100 coming up next on What's On Your Mind. Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99 now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Put your meat sticks for $4.59, hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents, liquid ice, 2 for $3.50, iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick, they're just $2, and save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.